biggest days on the country racing calendar are almost upon us.
This Friday is Darley's Scone Cup Race Day, featuring the Cup, the English 2-year-old Challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic, plus 4 listed races.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now for the 2017 Darley's Scone Cup Carnival at sconeraceclub.com.au.
That's sconeraceclub.com.au.
What do you give the woman who gave you everything? This Mother's Day, donate to Breast Cancer Institute of Australia to receive a beautiful card to share your love with your mother, because a world without breast cancer would be the best gift of all. Visit bestgiftofall.org.au.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
On the Pace, every Tuesday morning at 10:30.
And it's 10:31 right now. Let's head to Fred Hastings to chat about harness racing. Freddie, good morning to you.
G'day, Simon. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Good meeting at Menangle last night. Of course, there was a good meeting at Newcastle as well.
Yeah, look, we were very blessed with some great racing across both venues last night. It's certainly been a busy week, and the Carnival of Cups caravan rolled into Forbes last week, where Steve Mitch and Amanda Turnbull all picked up doubles, and Michaela Barnes drove a double up there. Bankstown on Monday, good program there with Chris Geary driving 3 winners and Lauren and Shane Tritton also training 3 winners. Whilst Canberra on Monday night, Dennis Picker, Brad Hewitt and Neil Day all picked up 2 wins. At Menangle on Tuesday, Jared Altron trained and drove a double, whilst at Wagga, Blake Jones, who had a pretty red-hot week, he drove 3 that night. Dave Kennedy trained 2 and Blake Jones was to get a double later in the week. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Bathurst Wednesday, Matty Rue drove 2 and Steve Turnbull trained 2 winners. Thursday at Penrith, Todd McCarthy's great run continued with a double at that meeting. Tamworth, Tom Eisen and Michael Formosa picked up doubles, whilst at Leeton, as I alluded, Blake Jones' good week continued at the Leeton meeting where he drove a double. And at Newcastle last night, there were no multiple wins. I'll talk a bit more about their feature shortly. Whilst at Menangle, Jack Traynor and David Thorne picked up trebles. And Todd McCarthy, who's having a terrific run, as I mentioned, he drove 2 winners, including the winner of the Group 3 last night.
Raka Razor will come to the home bend, leading out by about 3 parts of a length. Second is Millwood Liberty, sweating on and out as Sapphire Stride. Helen's Bonus is about to peel and go. Where's Cyclone Kate? Comes right to the extreme outside, but Raka Razor slips them. It gets about 2 in front of Sapphire Stride. Picabello, Helen's Bonus down the outside. Third quarter was 27.9, and it's all Raka Razor. It's 5 in front. Sapphire Stride, a tenuous grip onto second, about to be passed by Picabello on the inside, but down the wire, and Raka Razor too good.
So Raka Razor getting the cash there in the tailor-made Lombo Stakes. And I've got to say, Freddie, the thing that I was impressed with was with the jackpot on the first four and the pool projection, even though it was only 50,000, the first fours were monstrous last night with the dead heat for fourth.
Yeah, look, it was. It was obviously aided and abetted by a 66-1 pop running home into second, shortest way home with Picabello. A couple of double-figure runners, including Helen's Bonus and Millwood Liberty, they dead-heated for fourth. But, yeah, the divs were big. And Raka Razor, Simon, continues its terrific run. Raka Razor, John McCarthy prepares and really has this mare going well. She's won 2 of her past 3. If you go back through her form, she's posted pretty slick times. And whilst John had Cyclone Kate in the race, and I certainly thought Cyclone Kate, despite the awkward draw, might have been able to get over the top of Raka Razor, I think it's best we don't underestimate Raka Razor in the mare's races, because she really is racing in good form. She won last night in 1:52.2. She came home in 26.8, led all of the way from Barrier 10, and as I said, it continued Todd McCarthy's terrific run. And whilst talking of terrific runs, David Thorne's been enjoying a good run. His third winner last night was a horse who was, I thought, a graded certainty after finishing just 6 metres behind the great Lenny the Shark in the Bulleye Cup. Outrageous L went around in a claiming race last night and accounted for its opponents in grand style.
Desdin Maruffy is trying to kick on, and then Outrageous L poised to pounce on the final bend from Might Be Luck and Sterling William. 28-6 for the third quarter, and in the straight the leader Underworked. Outrageous L sets out after it, and then came Desdin Maruffy, My Guy Maccots, Underworked the leader, but Outrageous L levels up on the outside, gets the neck in front, now starts to pull away, and here's three straight winners coming up for Jack Trainer and David Thorne. It bolts in Outrageous L, was a graded certainty, and goes home to beat Underworked.
Yeah, so Outrageous L winning the claimer last night, Freddie, and we have David Thorne on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning. David, congratulations on the treble. When was the last time you would have had a Metro treble? Would it have been in that terrific season you had about 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, I'd say it would have been, around then, the year I won the Premiership. We sort of had a fair few horses in work, and I'd say that would have been the last time for sure.
That was 2010-2011. You trained 81 winners statewide, but won the Trainers Premiership in the metro area with 39. And the year that followed, I noted just having a look at the records, David, you trained 44 metro winners but finished second to a white-hot Luke McCarthy that year.
Yeah, that's right. I probably had a bit of luck winning the Premiership the first year because Luke sort of only moved down here halfway through the season, so... He sort of gave me a fair start, and he was honing in on me, but the time ran out for him, so it worked out good for me, but that was all good.
And in that 2011-2012 season, I noted you were in the top 10 Metro drivers. You pretty much put the driving silks away. You're quite happy to hand the reins over to the blokes like Jack Trainer and the like?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I probably got a little bit heavy, and so I didn't worry, and I wasn't going around as much. I'm not working as many horses, so I think it's really hard if you're not going around all the time to compete with the fellas that are going around. You know, some of them are going around 30, 40 times a week, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I sort of, you know, I've probably been there and done all that. I wasn't overly fussed. Years ago, I used to really, you know, get suspended and you'd be really dirty, but, it doesn't sort of bother me. I'm happy just to train them, and hopefully they win, you know.
When you get the results like you did last night, it makes it all the while worth it. What about your numbers in terms of what you're training now to what you were training back 5-6 years ago, Dave?
Yeah, well, I'm only working about 10 or 11 at the moment. I've got a couple of young ones. So back then when we were probably at the height, I was probably got up to about 25,
okay.
You know, which was probably too many, really. But, you know, when you're getting nice horses, you've got to take them, you know.
Sure. And I noted back then, I recall you had a few handy trotters in the stable. Have you got any trotters in your 10 or 11 at the moment?
No, I haven't got a trotter. I actually, someone said to me the other day, you should get a trotter. I said, they're sort of hard to get now. We used to get a lot of Kiwi trotters sent over, you know, a lot of them on deals and that. And like horses like Bounty and Savona, you know, they're really good trotters. And they're just on their mark over there, but it seems to be a lot harder now to sort of get them. So, but yeah, I haven't probably overlooked for them, but I'm doing a fair bit of shoeing at the moment, so I sort of haven't been shoeing too hard. You know, I'm happy with the 10 or 12 I've got at the moment, but I probably should look into trying to get another trotter.
There we go. I've almost got you convinced to get another horse into the barn. Anyone looking to have a trotter trained, David Thorne's your man.
Yeah.
What about your winners last night? I'll start with Outrageous L because we just heard the replay. You only took over training this horse in December. Since that time, you've got four wins out of the horse. But would it be fair to say, despite its four wins, you would have been delighted with its performance last week in the Bulleye Cup against the calibre of horse he took on? He was hitting the line better than anything at the end. He came from a mile back, finished fifth out wide. It was a giant run.
Yeah, it was. You know, he really broke the clock last week, you know. He's been going terrific, but he probably even shocked me a little bit, you know. He's been running, you know, sub 54 halves off the track, off sort of miles in 51, 52, but he sort of did it off a 49 mile, which, you know, is another level. So, he was probably, obviously you can't take anything away from Lenny the Shark. He went terrific, but he was like, of them backpack, he probably got home better than anything. So, and he had to come round him, so... No, he did a terrific job last week and put the writing on the wall for this week.
Obviously, as I said in the call, a graded certainty. Where do you go with him now, Dave? Are you going to look at some nice races? Are you thinking of campaigning with him interstate? What are the plans with him? I know he was in a claimer last night, but...
Yeah, I don't think he'll be in a claimer again for a while.
No.
We only really put him in for... Because it was worth... you could put him in for 50, and I didn't really think he'd get claimed for 50. And it was a Metro... race, you know, yep. A lot of them are only worth 11 or 12,000, That one was worth 20. So I said to the owner, Mitch, you know, we should probably put him in the claimer. We were going to put him in the free-for-all, but he didn't stand up. So it worked out, you know, good anyway. It was a good race for him, and it was worth good money. So, but he'll miss next week. Actually, Jack said the fillies are down. He probably felt a bit flat last night. You know, they dropped him a little bit around the bend, and he said probably only his class got him home. But he said he wasn't as sharp as probably what he has been. And I think probably last week's run probably took a little
bit
out of
flattened
him.
Flattened him a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so he was good during the week and that. He you know, he recovered good and everything like that. But it's just when they're running in 49 miles, you know, and especially when they're not used to it, you know, it takes a bit out of them. So yeah. We'll give him a light week this week, and there's a free-for-all the next week. So he is better over the mile too. I mean, he won last night over 2,300, but his record over a mile is a lot better. So we'll try and stick to the mile free-for-alls for a while. And if he's going good, you know, there's a few bigger races. I think there's a Gold Mile coming up and then obviously the Lensmith Mile. But, you know, we'll see how he's going at the time. If he warrants, you know, getting a run, well, we might go in that. If not, we'll just keep poking around in whatever he can go in, you know.
Fair enough. Now, working backwards to Ideal Warrior, who was the second of your winners last night, you've pretty much had this bloke right through his whole career and just seems to be relishing the slightly longer trip. He's got a good record at the mile, I noted, but seems as though the 2300 in more recent times has been his go.
Yeah, he's a lot better over the 2300 because he sort of lacks gate speed, and generally in the mile races, they get out and run and just keep running. They don't get tired, you know, they don't stop, whereas sometimes if they get out and roll a little bit over the 2,400, they'll come back to you up straight, and so he can sort of keep plugging home, you know. So
yeah.
It was a good race for him last night. He's had no luck. He's had a few runs back to spell, and he's drawn bad, and, you know, he obviously needs a little bit of luck in his races. But last night, like, they were two MOs on, but it was the weaker of the two, and he sat outside of me. He went fantastic, but he just drew better, so he didn't have to do any work to get where he was. And it's the first time he's drew a barrier for a while, and in the right race. You know, he's probably been drawing bad against good horses, and he's probably form doesn't read as good as what he's been going. But it looked a good race for him last night.
Yeah, he ticked a few boxes, that's for sure. And an early decision is an eight-time winner. You've had the horse for nine starts, and out of those nine starts, you've picked up three wins, four placings, a fourth and a fifth. He's finished no farther back than fifth. So early decision's been a handy acquisition to the barn.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he's done a really good job. And he probably only time he didn't go, well, he still went good, but he didn't pace any good. Well, I took him to Young, Shoes All Apples, and he drew bad, and he just didn't handle the track. He was hanging bad, and he was playing. He actually galloped for stride, and I think he's a little bit better at Menangle, you know. And but sort of every start at Menangle, he's gone terrific, you know, every start. And he's actually surprised me a little bit. I didn't think, you know, I thought maybe he could win an MO, you know, with the right run or whatever. But like the start before, he really got softened up. He went 26.5 out of the gate, and got softened up and went 51 and only got tired the last 50 metres. So I sort of thought a bit more of him after that run. And I actually thought he was going to be really hard to beat last night, because I thought he could roll to the front without too much trouble and hopefully turn it into a mile race. And that's what he did. They sort of just ran the last three quarters.
Yeah, no, he did a good job. So you've got some nice horses. You of course won a race at Penrith, I shouldn't forget, with old Non-Oz Stride as well. So it's been a good 72 hours for you.
Yeah, no, we had a good run. He went really good, and Blake drove him a treat that night. He was, you know, I give him drive of the night, you know. I think, you know, he wouldn't have won without Blake driving him, but...
what do you win for the David Thorne drive of the night?
Well, I don't get the drive back next week, I suppose.
That's it, he keeps
but,
the drive.
No, he's a great driver, and he drove him really good, you know, so... He's a handy little claimer. He's, you know, no star, but he can poke around in the claimers, so... Yeah, no, we've had a really good week.
And just wrapping up, of course, you tasted Group 1 success at the back end of the last season in the two-year-old Breeders' Challenge. Shoes All Apples won a Group 3 as well. Finalist in the Vic Oaks. All on target for the Breeders' Challenge for the three-year-old fillies?
Yeah, she's really good. She's just working back up again. We brought her home from Melbourne, and she had 10 days off. And so we're just working her back up again. And she'll probably trial Tuesday week, have a nice easy trial, and then we'll go around in a heat at Penrith or Newcastle or somewhere like that. I think it's the 25th or something like that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, no, she's really good. She's freshened up good with a spell and come through Melbourne really good. So, yeah, onwards and upwards, and hopefully she can have a bit of luck like last year.
It was quite a fairy tale last year, and it'd be great to see you go back-to-back with the three-year-old version in June of this year. David, congratulations on your treble on the week, in fact, and it's been a pretty handy season. You know, most weeks you're in the winner's stall in some way at some venue, so well done, and keep it up.
Thank you very much, Fred.
David Thorne there, Simon. He was a prolific trainer of winners statewide going back. He had some time off and then came back, and since then he's certainly training a few winners and got some nice horses in his stable.
Mm. Now, we spoke about Newcastle briefly before, Fred. The Ross Gig Newcastle Mile was on last night, as well as the Derby, and in the Mile, Better Bet Black got the money there at 20-1.
Yeah, look, unbelievable price. I'm
surprised it paid $21.
I'm kicking myself. I'm absolutely kicking myself that I didn't have an investment, because, 20-1 is just outrageous. He holds the record for the fastest, or co-record holder with Hector JJ, Better Bet Black, for the first quarter, the fastest first quarter at Menangle. He has blinding gate speed, and in that race, drew barrier three. So there was, you always knew he was going to be up in the firing line, and to win at 20-1, it just totally floored me. He's gone back to back in the Newcastle Mile. He's been a terrific horse for Darren McCall. Darren's done a super job with him, and he picked up the Group 3 last night, and his second consecutive Ross Gig Newcastle Mile. I'm still kicking myself, Simon.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, well, I was really surprised at the odds. I thought he'd be behind All Black Stride and my Field Marshal somewhere. But
Look, my Field Marshal was the favourite for the race, and you might consider, in some cases justifiably so, on its terrific run in the Bulleye Cup behind Lenny the Shark. But I guess whilst, he was probably a deserved favourite, my Field Marshal, I don't think, that upon reflection, Better Bet Black was entitled to run around at $21.90. Quite incredible odds.
Yeah. Now, the long odds on favourite won the Derby last night, Astride.
Yeah, look, of course, won the Gold Crown and did what we thought it would do, taken to the lead by Anthony Butt at long odds on, and it was too good for them. Max Sedius is a nice horse. He's a nice horse, and he'll win more nice races along the way. Of course, won a Derby down. I think it was he might have won the Wagga Derby or the Young Derby, Max Sedius. But he's a nice horse for Blake Fitzpatrick and will continue to race well. But Astride, probably, there's better races in store for Astride as well, I think.
And in Victoria, last night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, we had the APG for the two-year-old fillies on, and it was an Emma Stewart trifecta.
Yeah, what an effort by Emma. Of course, Nostra Beach was able to turn the tables on Molly Kelly. Mark Pitty's first Group 1. Molly Kelly, the favourite, missed out by half a neck. As you mentioned, Emma trained the trifecta. In fact, she had four in the race. Typhoon Tilly was the other one that was in the race as well. But, Emma Stewart, Nostra Beach, Molly Kelly and Pistol Abbey. Of the New South Wales horses, Fiore Stride ran fifth for Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy. And the DeMarcos had Black Silhouette, who finished seventh, and Matty Rue had Call Me Queen Bee, who finished sixth. The Purdens had Just Make Mine Diamonds. Don't know what to make of Just Make Mine Diamonds. I came here with a bit of a rap, but hasn't, fair to say, in my opinion at least, hasn't lived up to the hype.
And what have we got coming up over the next 7 days, Fred?
Yeah, well, we've got Forbes with a non-tabber. Cowra with a non-tabber. Cowra with a non-tabber is a precursor to the Carnival of Cups and Goulburn race today with seven races. Tuesday, Menangle with eight races, Newcastle at night with eight, Bathurst with eight races Wednesday, and then we go to Penrith Thursday, Wagga Wagga Friday, Newcastle on Saturday night, and Menangle also Saturday night with the Joe and Michael Ilsley free-for-all, and that's run at Group 3 level. Sign.
We've got Amanda Rando to preview Goulburn for us at 11 o'clock. Terrific. Thanks very much, Fred. Always good to chat to you on a Sunday morning.
Ditto, Simon. Always good. And, we'll catch you around the tracks in coming days.
Oh, will do, for sure. There he is, Fred Hastings. We'll take a break at 11 to 11. And then Stuart Turner to take a look at greyhound racing last night from Wentworth Park.
Hurry. Bingley's Mother's Mother's Day deals end soon. Come in and grab something Mum will love or shop online at bingley.com.au.
Every Tuesday morning, On the Pace with Greg Hayes brings you the latest harness racing news.
Todd McCarthy was pretty kind to him too in the last little bit. He won by 26 metres. He's the man behind Tiger Tara, Todd McCarthy, and he's joining us to have a chat about the horse.
On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sony Music gives you the hottest stars on the planet with the new Great Country Songbook Volume 2 from Adam Harvey and Becky Cole. Love and War. Like Willie Nelson's God's Problem Child. There's no life for you. And introducing Ward Thomas's Cartwheels. All albums available now. These are the hottest stars on the planet.
Every day, get the edge on the rest with Racing HQ.
Dave's got Greg Ryan, and he rides any track so good, but Tamworth here is sensational, and I think it'll get the money.
Racing HQ. The perfect way to start your race day at 10 every morning on Sky Sports Radio. Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
We had the ladies' bracelet final on at Wentworth Park last night. That was the main race. And Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is with me. Stu, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Not too bad. Bit of a rough result for the feature last night.
There certainly was. That ladies' bracelet taken out by Dawn Mini. Dawn Mini trained by Keith Pedrana. But she won a group race on her 114th start, which is some achievement. Now, even though she was the fastest qualifier in the heat, she was only a $17 chance for the final, but she didn't let the rest of the field have much of a sniff in this one. She came out absolutely flying, and as I said, she was a dominant winner in that. So great win for Dawn Mini and her trainer, Keith Pedrana. It was a fantastic effort. Well done to them.
So she was the fastest heat qualifier, Dawn Mini, and they sent her around at $18.
Yeah, it was. I can't believe it when I was checking those odds as well, Simon. But she did have a bit of a modest record from Box 5, so that might have played a part as well. And it was a really competitive final. You had Lagoon Jazzy and Cheese Grand, who both ended up as place getters last night. But, Dawn Mini was in decent form. She'd won two of her last three starts. And, as I said, she'd gone brilliantly the previous week. And, she was absolutely dominant last week. A great win for her.
And if you missed the bracelet last night, here's a replay of Dawn Mini scoring for Keith Pedrana.
Racing, Lagoon Jazzy dwelt, flying out. Dawn Mini went straight to the lead over Nana Road, coming down hard, railing through She's Grand from Lagoon Jazzy. The whole followed up by a Bold Able, Good Odds Angels a mile back. Then Zambora Cross and Cardiology can see them all. They're on the top corner. Dawn Mini punching along in the lead. She's Grand going to second. Then Nana Road, they swing. Dawn Mini the leader. She's Grand tries hard. Dawn Mini kicking. Dawn Mini wins.
So Dawn Mini winning the ladies' bracelet there. Now the Beaten Brigade, I thought Cardiology was a little disappointing, Stu.
Yeah, that's right. Cardiology just couldn't quite get into the race last night. Neither could Good Odds Angel, who was another greyhound who's gone absolutely fantastic before. But apparently Dawn Mini, I was chatting to Keith after the race, Simon, and Dawn Mini, named after his mum, Dawn, who's in her 80s, and in a nursing home now. And apparently last night, Keith picked up his mum and took her to Wentworth Park to cheer Dawn Mini on. So how was that? What a great family story.
Yeah.
And I know last night at the presentation, it was an absolute cast of thousands with all Keith's family there. So a great night for them. What a wonderful occasion.
Absolutely. Now, what happened elsewhere on the card there? Chevy King was a good winner of race 5.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about this greyhound last week, didn't we, Simon? And he didn't disappoint again. Won again at Wentworth Park. That's now 5 wins in a row. And he beat a really strong field last night, including Ando's Max, the Melbourne champion. So, as I said, Chevy King, 5 wins in a row. He's absolutely firing for his trainer, Christine Proctor, at the moment.
Let's take in a replay now of Chevy King making it 5 straight.
Racing, Ando's Mac fairly away. Chevy King got away sweetly. Chaser Cash is showing speed, but Chevy King is going to take it up.
got away by two. Sound Advice is going to second, followed up by Shrekson. A long break to Goodwin. Terry Black Hole Sun chase the cash. Then Endo's Mac and Chase is back at the tail. It is Chevy King, the front runner, by two to Sound Advice. Nine away to Shrekson. They corner. Chevy King in the lead. Sound Advice can't get there. Chevy King makes it five on the trot. Chevy King first.
And it was a Christine Proctor Quinella there, Stewie, with Chevy King beating the kennel mate Sound Advice.
Yeah, that's right. The Christine Proctor kennel absolutely flying at the moment. I had a quick chat with her last night about where a Chevy King might go next. She's tossing up maybe to take him interstate, but the likely nail there is that she'll keep him for the Peter Mosman heat, which kick off in early June. He'll probably have a couple of runs at Wentworth Park before that. And obviously, at the moment, he's absolutely flying at the moment. And just to round things off at Wentworth Park last night, it was a great win for Old Bailey, who clocked 29.73, a fantastic time there. He's another greyhound that you should keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks.
Now, we've got the heats of the Richmond Riches Puppy Classic Series coming up on Friday.
We certainly do. This one, an absolute caucus time, and it's a three-week series with $100,000 for the eventual winner. The fields for this out tomorrow at thedogs.com.au. I'll chuck a couple of names for you to look forward to in this one. Mr. Twister, one of the stars of the Jason Mackay Kennel, he's eligible for this one. Silver Gambler, a newcomer who I thought was absolutely superb, winning at Maitland on Thursday. I think he's one to keep an eye on. And a Queenslander, Fast Times, a very aptly named greyhound. Now, you may remember we tipped him for the Group 2 Queensland Derby on Thursday night. He had no joy there, but he's been racing absolutely fantastic so far for Tony Brett. I think Tony's going to bring him down for this one, and I think he's one to keep an eye on in that series. But, yeah, the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, definitely one to watch over these next few weeks.
And there are a couple of big finals coming up in New South Wales this week. The Graham Gibbons Memorial at Bulleye this Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Really looking forward to that one. Some handy pups going there. Now, I think Lagoon Rhett, who was absolutely superb in last night's heats, is the one to watch in that one. And on Friday as well, up at Casino, we've got the Don Waldron Anniversary. That's one of the biggest races up there in the Northern Rivers. Still waiting for the box draw for this one, but Redcoat, trained by Lawrence Walker, who was absolutely superb in the heats on Friday, probably the one to watch in that one, Simon.
Right, what else have we got coming up in New South Wales over the next week?
Yeah, we've got a terrific week in store. So on Monday, we've got Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, it's Goulburn, Lismore and the Gardens. Wednesday, they jump at Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday, we've got racing at Maitland, Dapto and Dubbo. Friday, a busy day. We've got that casino meeting we mentioned, the Gardens, Richmond and Wagga. And then Saturday, back to the Gardens, Wentworth Park and Bulleye for the Graham Gibbons Memorial, as you mentioned. So loads to look forward to. It's going to be an absolutely cracking week as ever. I'm actually jetting off on Thursday back to the land of warm beer and horrible food for 3 weeks, Simon. So you'll have my colleague Jess Moran in the chair for the next 3 weeks.
Okay. Wait, the English Derby, that's July, isn't it?
It is. They certainly spread it out. It's over the next couple of months where they have sort of pre-qualifying and then heat. So they certainly make a big thing of it, but that's definitely a series to keep an eye on. I would imagine that I'll probably make a trip to Bellevue Races in Manchester, which is my local track at some point when I'm back home. So I can't escape from the greyhound racing, but I wouldn't have it any other way, Simon.
So where is home for you in England? Where what part?
That's just outside Manchester, up in the northwest. My parents still live in Rochdale in Lancashire, God's own country. So I'm looking forward to going back there and sampling some of my mum's lovely food and probably some of that horrible beer as well. I think I'll force a couple of pints down while I'm at home, mate.
Yeah, good stuff, Stu. Well, enjoy your couple of weeks off then, and we'll speak to you when you get back in about a month or so.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be back in early June, and looking forward to it already. We'll have the Peter Mosman series up and running when I'm back, so I'll look forward to discussing that with you, Simon.
Have a safe trip, Stewie.
See you later, mate. You take care.
Stuart Turner there. Now, we've got the Canberra meeting this afternoon, and Kel O'Rourke is going to provide us with a couple of best bets shortly. Following Kel, Amanda Rando will take a look at Sapling Stakes Day at Goulburn. And then as far as our thoroughbred previews go, Gary Cleese will look at Kempsey at around 10 past 11. Dean Lester with the winners for Pakenham at 20 past. Half past, we'll head to Michael Maxworthy, who's on the Sunshine Coast. Peter Ellis with the Port Augusta preview at around 11:40. And then Pete Staples to take a look at Hobart shortly before midday. It's coming up to 11 o'clock.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Oh, well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave.